You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Mr. Martin Mel Goza, the founder and CEO of the Casper Board, a revolutionary product that will change the workplace health environment. As the creator of the Casper Board, Martin's passion and enthusiasm are the driving force behind the product launch. He leads and motivates his team to strive for greatness across all fronts to make sure they are perfectly positioned for success. Mr. Mel Goza, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
You know, it's a pleasure to be here today. Thanks for having me on.
And the pleasure is certainly ours, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, how did you come up with the invention of the Casper Board?
Yeah, no problem. You know, I think like most of us, growing up, we were always very active, right? Like I played sports, like all through my life, even in college, we did a lot of intramural stuff. So I was always active. And, you know, as most people, when they leave school, they start working. And a lot of people nowadays are working behind a desk, you know, 8-10 hours a day. And I was one of those people. And I quickly found myself being super restless all the time. And the cool thing is, initially, I was skateboarding to work a lot of the times. And I was using my skateboard underneath my desk to give me some type of movement, right? So I was moving the skateboard back and forth. And it definitely helped me with my restlessness. But I kept hitting my desk, you know, because I was only able to move side to side, so I was making a lot of noise. And, you know, I did that for like a couple years until, you know, I felt like there was a better way, right? And initially I got a standing desk, and that definitely helped a little bit, but I still caught myself standing still a lot and still felt that restlessness. So one day I just, you know, took a stab in trying to create this, and next thing you know, we had the initial prototype for Casper boards, and I was able to move the board in any direction, and we were able to make it so it could help both people that sit and stand, you know, because I had both desks. So I was able to always stay moving either when I'm sitting or standing, and it definitely helped with my restlessness and helped me focus a little better too.
Yeah, for sure, and I can certainly understand that. Now, why is the invention of the Casper board so revolutionary in your opinion?
Yeah, you know, I think it kind of lends itself really well with the standing desk, right? You know, today the standing desk is probably one of the most popular perks that corporations give their employees. You know, I think more and more companies, instead of getting a traditional desk, they're getting a desk that is able to go up and down to cater to any type of personal preference of how they would like to work. And the revolutionary part about the Casper board is, up until this point, there has been footrests, you know, for years. They've been mostly static, right? But and then there's also been balance boards that have come out that have been using for or are being used for standing desks. But there hasn't been a product out there that is able to do both, right? And the real reason we're able to do both is we have this patent pending design that is modular, right? So we're able to detach and attach different components to cater to whatever working preference. If you're sitting or standing, you're able to adjust the board to have a foot an active footrest configuration to allow you to move and fidget with your feet while you're working. But if you're standing, you can attach the dome or like a balance board dome that converts the board into a balance board and keeps your body active, and you can move in any direction you'd like.
And I'd say that certainly is revolutionary for sure. Now, tell us, how have you been so successful at raising funds for your crowdfunding campaign? I'm sure there's something to learn there.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that people already are learning more and more about is really social media. I think everyone knows the power of social media and how easily you can get a message across, right? And I think one of the biggest things for us that was successful is this, since so many people are working behind a desk, this product resonated very well with a lot of the population and that we were reaching out to, and we were getting a ton of great feedback. And with Facebook, we were able to target those people that were giving us great feedback, like, you know, I want this product to help me while I work, or help my posture because it does raise your feet, or even I would love this product for my kid because he fidgets a lot and can't focus. So we are are definitely developing a lot of ways to reach out to these consumers and getting real feedback. And the best way to do that is social media like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just to be in constant contact with the people that are supporting you the most.
And thanks for sharing those details today. We're joined by Mr. Martin Melgoza, the founder and CEO of the Casper Board, a revolutionary product that will change the workplace health environment, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tell us, Martin, what is the biggest challenge or hurdle that you and your team has faced so far?
I think the biggest hurdle is especially for a first timer like myself, is just trying to understand like what the steps you need to do before you can actually get a product to market, right? And I think one of the biggest things that I've learned is you know, don't overthink it and just go for it. Because, you know, initially I created these prototypes in my backyard, right? So I was cutting the wood myself, shaping it. I had a 3D printer that was helping build the actual components. And I didn't really know what else to do. And then I started talking to a ton of people that have launched products in the past, and they kind of gave me a lot of really good advice. So, you know, one of the biggest things was figuring out what that next step was. And in reality, once you kind of are able to communicate with a couple people that you know, or just talk to more people, it kind of gives you a direction to go through, to follow, to be able to launch the product, or at least get it to a point where you can actually start like a Indiegogo campaign and figure out what you need to actually launch it successfully. And really, that's the most that's the biggest obstacle that we had, is just that initial fear of not knowing what that next step was.
Yeah, I bet so. And tell us, how do you envision the workplace changing with the Casper board? I'd love to hear your take on that as well.
What we're trying to do is just bring movement back into the workplace, right? So a lot of people today, you know, as you probably know, if you're sitting on a desk, you know, you sit very still for long periods of time because you're focused in doing your job. And what we're trying to do, whether it's a footrest or the balance board, is just bring movement into the workplace. Most people are not getting up and walking around like we all should more often enough throughout the day. So the Casper board allows you to just have that slight incremental increase in movement while you're sitting. So while you sit, the board is promoting you to move your feet back and forth, side to side, tilting your ankles, you know, up and down. So it's just promoting that incremental increase that allows you to increase your overall output throughout the workday, right? If you imagine yourself sitting still for 8 hours a day, now imagine yourself with a board, you're able to, even though it's a small increase, over the course of an 8-hour day or a 40-hour work week, or some people 50, 60-hour work weeks, that slight increase actually has a pretty big impact on your overall output throughout the week.
Well, Martin, we're certainly thankful for what you've brought to the market through the Casper board, and really appreciate your introducing it to the audience as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share on the way out?
Yeah, I mean, we're coming out with a ton of different products. We should be live by March. Right now, our Indiegogo campaign is still live. We're still taking pre-orders. So if you go to castleboards.com, you're able to go to our Indiegogo campaign to pick up a board yourself to check it out. But we're also just developing new components. Because the design is modular, we're going to make a whole line of different components that you'll be able to use to improve your overall activity or just your overall health. That's pretty much the main concept here, is just trying to bring movement back into the workplace.
Again, that website is casperboards.com. Martin, it's been great to have had you with us on the program. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you guys having me on, and looking forward to talking to you again soon.
And I think that's a great idea. Let's do it. Today we've been speaking with Mr. Martin Melgoza, the founder and CEO of the Casper Board, a revolutionary product that will change the workplace health environment. And for all the details, visit casperboards.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.